Right. Okay. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is food. I mean, for me, the one of the main things that I miss from Paris is like it's a good baguette or a good croissant, right? I mean, I know they have them here in London, but it has nothing to do, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, that's what I guess that would be my answer.
What makes for a good baguette or a croissant to you?
Well, first of all, is the smell, is the, so if I start with the baguette, it's the smell, it's the crunchiness and the, like, how airy and fluffy it is inside. And for the croissant, it's the same thing, like, it's the smell, the, like, how buttery and crunchy it is, but at the same time, very airy inside.
In 2016, shortly before the Brexit referendum, Rosa Rankin-Gee, a British citizen who lived in Paris at the time, came up with the idea of Operation Croissant. She and a team of people would take 600 croissants donated by the Poilane Bakery from Paris to King's Cross Station and hand out the croissants along with postcards. On the front of the postcards would be the message, "Ceci n'est pas qu'un croissant," this is not just a croissant. And on the back would be handwritten messages from French people expressing their love for the United Kingdom and urging unity. The day before Operation Croissant was to be set in motion, Rankin-Gee was informed by London's Metropolitan Police that the law prohibits passing out food or drink to influence a person's vote. So Operation Croissant went ahead, but the croissants and the postcards were separated. The croissants were donated to a homeless shelter, and the postcards were handed out at King's Cross, according to plan. One message read, "Please enjoy this croissant. Did you know that in France, straight croissants are made out of butter, and the curved ones of margarine? I know because as an English girl and EU citizen, I was allowed to go to pastry school for free, like the French kids. I am grateful for open borders, for the right to travel and work elsewhere, for cultural and culinary exchange. Bon appétit et très bonne journée. Francis from Paris." This is To Bring Back. I'm Charisse Poon. In each episode, I make an attempt to find the thing someone wants from their hometown in order to better understand place, movement, and the sense of belonging. Sometimes, when you're craving a specific food item, there's one particular restaurant or bakery or hole-in-the-wall place you know does it best. Nat isn't so picky.
Is there a specific place you have in mind, or do you feel like all Parisian baguettes and croissants are better?
All of them are better. I mean, wherever you walk in Paris, especially in the morning, you can just smell the fresh baked croissant or baguette coming out of the oven, which you can't really have that here. I can't find one place. I mean, that's the first thing when I go back to Paris, when my mother said, "What do you want for breakfast?" Like, a baguette, please. I'm going to the baguette, bring me one.
On the complete other end of the croissant fussiness spectrum is Alex, a French YouTuber also known as French Guy Cooking, who produced an 18-minute video about his 9 favorite croissant places in Paris and his emotional connection to croissants.
Hey guys, salut! This is Alex. Welcome back to the croissant series. In this video, I'm going to be sharing 2 things with you guys. First off, I'm going to share my short list of the best croissant places here in Paris. And second, my bond, my relationship with Paris and its croissant. Things might get emotional.
I go to Utopie, one of the bakeries on Alex's shortlist in the 11th arrondissement, and order one butter croissant for €1.10.
So the next one comes from one of my favorite bakery in Paris. The place is called Utopie. I'm not gonna go too much in details about this croissant because there's a whole episode dedicated to it. But if you were to make it to Paris, just keep in mind that this is a solid choice.
Sitting down in a park nearby, I tuck in. It's really fluffy and light with a smell of pure butter. And it's very airy inside with some crispiness and crunch to balance it out. I understand why Nat would miss this.
So you're based in London now?
Yeah, I've been here too long. Way too long. 14 years is a long time.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I guess, I suppose I've been, you know, enjoying it and liking it and making it my home so far. So Can't complain. And I guess Paris is only 2 hours, right? So yeah. I can hop on a train and get to Paris whenever I feel like it. Compared to some other who have to travel like hours just to get back home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Paris is close enough, but hey, we'll see what happens after Brexit, I guess.
When Nat said, hey, we'll see what happens with Brexit, I guess. As a French citizen living in London, she was implying that Brexit might result in her leaving London, her home for the past 14 years, and moving back to Paris, a place that has been her home all along. She used the word home twice to refer to both London and Paris. We make wherever we are home. The more places we move to, the more homes we have. One never seems to fully replace the other. Even if we don't find our current home to be particularly lacking. Another London-based European I spoke to around the time I spoke to Nat was Fifi. She told me and a group of friends about wanting to have tomatoes from Valencia, Spain.
When I was in Spain, I also feel like the tomatoes, it tastes different. Mm. But here it doesn't have the same flavor. Mm. And to make, for example, like gazpacho, you need tomato. You need a nice tomato, so it's difficult to make a nice gazpacho with
like
nice ingredients.
Tomato? Or is it more of an acidic?
It's
acidic,
like a,
acidic tomato.
It's like a kind of a sweet tomato, yeah. But it's like
more taste, right?
It just tastes more. Like,
better.
And it's like, it's just better. I don't know why.
Fifi saying it just tastes more about Valencian tomatoes echoes Nat's sentiment about French pastries.
I mean, I've been to a lot of places in London, like around South Kensington. And it's has nothing to do with home. Like, for example, a bottle of wine, you can find a nice bottle of French wine here, or even cheese. Mm. But it's, you know, the croissant, the baguette, or any pastry. I haven't found one that really, I'm like, oh, okay, this smells and it sounds like it's like home. Not yet. Still searching.
I wonder if they were to move away from London to a third place. And I was to ask them, if I was to visit London, what would you want me to bring back for you? What they might say. Because I suspect something would come to mind. And the reason why I think that is because homes are not exclusively the places you were born in or lived in the longest. And they're not only the place you live in right now. The boundaries of where you consider to be home stretch with your memories and emotional connections to places. Homes are just more, in different ways, but we don't fully know it until we're at a distance, or imagine ourselves at a distance, or our home seems to change on us. The butter has more salt, the tomatoes have more sugar. Then bigger than that, like the messages on the back of the Operation Croissant postcard said, Homes can provide more culturally, in education, in work, in opportunities, in love. Nat is lucky that her two homes are a 2-hour train ride apart, a short enough trip to bring back butter.
Actually, I just had one more question about
baguette. Yeah, sure, sure. Go for it.
Do you ever bake them yourself?
I try to, but I try to bake croissant bread, not like a baguette, because it has a specific, you know, way. And I think the ingredient makes a lot of sense. So mm-hmm. when I buy my butter in London, it has nothing to do with the butter, you know, that I buy in Paris. So I actually bring my butter from Paris, and I bring maybe 3-4 blocks.
Oh, wow.
Freeze them. And then, you know, every time I need one, I just take it out. And every time I go back, because in the north of France, people like salty butter mm-hmm. Compared to the south that really, you know, prefer unsalted butter. But the saltiness really comes out. And we use it a lot in our baking and everything. But here, when you buy slightly salted butter, you don't really taste the saltiness. Mm-hmm. So I think ingredients makes a big difference.
So I visit La Grande Epicerie and buy 4 blocks of Akure butter. AOP Charente Pâteau, AOP meaning Protected Designation of Origin. The best butter for making croissants, according to Alex French Guy Cooking. And then go directly to take the Eurostar home. I have had 4 homes in my life. Texas, Hong Kong, New York, and now London. And each of them is more, in a way the others are not. So when I'm in one or none of those 4 places, I know I'm missing things, but the absence doesn't feel like loss. I'm happier for having had it, for knowing it's there to want. The absence makes me appreciate what I do have with greater care. This episode was written and produced by me, Charisse Poon. Music and audio from Blue Dot Sessions and Broke for Free. Thank you to Sylvie and Fifi for speaking to me. And thank you to Juliet Sprague for collaborative research work. This is the last episode of this season of To Bring Back. Thank you for listening.